is a corona. I'm still having trouble with people who think that I am involved with the coronavirus in some way. So I asked Mr. Thomas if I can come on and just say, please do not confuse me with coronavirus. My name is just Corona. My name is Corona. That doesn't mean I have coronavirus. I have trouble at Holiday Inn Express still, but also at home and everywhere. My sons, Juan and Hitoko, they wanted to do something nice. They wanted to do, instead of a lemonade stand, they wanted to do... Oh, God. Oh, see, all the distress is making me have acid reflux. The stress of everything. It's just too much. My sons, Juan and Hidalgo, wanted to do a hand sanitizer stand. Instead of a lemonade stand, do a hand sanitizer stand. And a little bit of the proceeds will go to the local hospital to help the people with the coronavirus. So, my son Hidalgo made little name tags for all of us. He made a name tag for himself saying, hello, my name is Hidalgo. He made one for his brother saying, hi, my name is Juan. And he made one for me saying, hi, my name is Corona. And I put the name tag on and I was supervising them as they were operating the hand sanitizer stand. And, you know, there was this one, let's just say, someone who could be considered having redneck qualities, who came to the hand sanitizer stand and said, I'll take some hand sanitizer. And my boy said, thank you, sir. And then I said, oh, yes, very kind of you, sir. Thank you so much. And that's when he looked at me and saw my name tag, and he said, oh, what's this? What's this? What is going on here? And my boy said, what is wrong, sir? And the man said, that woman has coronavirus. And I go, no, sir. My name is Corona. My name is Corona. I do not have coronavirus. I do not have coronavirus. I'm totally fine. See, I no cough, no sneeze, no fever, no nothing. And he goes, no. No. I'm not buying hand sanitizer. This is a trap. And he went into his truck. He revved up the truck. And then he clipped the hand sanitizer stand. Can you believe that? That is attempted assault, attempted murder of my children. Of my children, all because of my name. And my name on a name tag. My name is Corona. That doesn't mean you have the right to destroy my boy's hand sanitizer stand and almost hurt them. This isn't right. When is this going to stop? When is it going to stop? It's just something where people have fear and anxiety, and it's just too much. And it's all on me. It's all on me. Everyone is placing their fear on me. Please stop. Just because my name is Corona doesn't mean I have coronavirus. Thank you. Thank you for your time. And please stop. Please stop hurting me and my family.
How's it going, Grady Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grady kind of day. The views of Dominic Taylor in the next segment do not express the views of Grady Nation, Grady USA, or really anyone, quite frankly. He's on his own. He's on an island. Don't take what he says too seriously.
Hello everyone, this is Dominic Taylor, and I just want to ask you, have you read your Bible today? Because a little bit of the Bible keeps the devil away. I'm here to talk about something that Mr. Thomas has encouraged me to express my views on. And he said he totally disagrees, but he said, you know, Great Nation is a platform for ideas. And so he let me come on and say my piece, and I'm very appreciative of that. Now, this whole situation with the coronavirus, I mean, when you look at the facts and the figures, there's only one conclusion to make. There's only one conclusion. It's that this is punishment from God. The coronavirus is punishment from God. Because here's a situation where we have mostly liberal, godless, blue states with the coronavirus. And, you know, if they're not going to respect the Bible, they're going to get punished. And think about it. I mean, Washington State, at the time of this recording, currently has 108 cases. The state of California currently has 80 cases. The state of New York currently has 76 cases. I mean, those are the top three. And that's proof positive that if you're going to be a state that allows godlessness, you're going to be smited by the Lord. The Lord is not going to allow you to defile the Bible. He's not going to allow you to disrespect the Bible. So here's a little tip for the godless blue states, is that if you're going to allow a situation where, you know, two men can go to a public park with children present, and one guy goes to the other, hey, you want to go tug off in the public restroom? And the other guy says, okay, and they go do it, and no one does anything, no one arrests these perverts for committing an act against the Lord, you know, you're going to get the coronavirus. If you allow an elderly woman to walk into a supermarket and steal several pounds of meat and a 24-pack of Budweiser that she can trade for drugs, you know, you're going to get the coronavirus. It's going to spread. If you allow godlessness to occur, you're going to pay. You are going to pay. You're going to get it. It's Dominic Taylor saying you have to allow the Bible to play out. You have to respect it. And if you don't respect it, there are consequences. Now, speaking of godlessness, I had an incident the other day with an individual that says they are transgender. I went to the cookie company, my favorite place to get cookies, and I was trying to stock up on my oatmeal sandies and my butterscotch delights. And, you know, I ended up getting 36 cookies. And the person that was helping me put them all in one large cardboard box, and I was very enthusiastic. I was very eager to get my mouth on those oatmeal sandies and those butterscotch delights. And when she handed off the box to the cashier, I noticed that the cashier, who at first glance, you know, you would think was a woman, had very massive hands. I mean, had hands larger than mine. And when I looked closer, it happened to be a person who was wearing a wig, who had some, you know, poorly applied makeup on. And it was a black man who was trying to pass off as a woman, a black woman. And, you know, I mean, this is not something that the Lord would appreciate. I definitely don't think the Lord would be, you know, breakdancing at the thought of a transgender. So the transgender woman, I'll just play along and say it's a woman. The transgender woman starts ringing me up, and I don't want any trouble because I'm Dominic Taylor and I believe in the Bible. And sometimes, you know, when you're dealing with people who don't believe in the Bible, you run into trouble. So, yeah, I didn't want any trouble. I just looked down and reached for my money and placed it on the counter and just avoided eye contact. And this transgender said, "Yo, Holmes, what's your problem? You haven't looked at me once." And I said, "Oh, excuse me, ma'am. I'm autistic. I'm on the spectrum, and I have a very hard time making eye contact with people. I'm very sorry." Now, you might say that that was a lie and that I disrespected the Bible. And I'm here to tell you that you're totally wrong, because when you respect the Bible, you are allowed to do things that other people can't. It's that simple. So in order to protect oneself against the people who are disrespecting the Lord, sometimes you can do things that others can't. So, in order to protect myself, I lied. That's right. And there's no consequence. There's no consequence. Because when you're a true man of the Lord, you can do anything. You can get away with it. So, I lied. I said I was on the spectrum and I had a hard time making eye contact with people. And so this transgender thing said, "Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. I appreciate your honesty and for you coming to our store. Let me get you some free cookies." And she reached for a glove and she said, "I'm going to give you 6 free cookies. Tell me which cookies you want." And I said, "Oh, no, thank you. You know, I have more than enough cookies. I really don't need any more. Maybe you can give the 6 cookies to the next customer." And she goes, no, I insist. I want to give you 6 free cookies." And I was very flustered because I didn't know what to do, because I didn't want this transgender handling food that came into contact with the rest of my cookies. My butterscotch delight and my oatmeal sandies, I mean, I wanted them to be preserved nicely. I didn't want transgender germs on my cookies. So I said, "Ma'am, I'm very sorry, but I just can't. I just can't. I'm very full." And she said, "What do you mean you're very full? You haven't ate any cookies." I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional about it. It's very traumatic when you're encountering someone who doesn't respect the Lord in the same way as you. And she said, "You know, how can you be full? You haven't had any cookies yet." And I said, "Well, when you're someone who is of the Lord," I did say it. I said, "When you're someone who's of the Lord, you're always full." And she goes, "What does that mean?" And I said, "Well, if you love the Lord, you're full of love, and your stomach is also full." And then she said, "Well, why are you even buying cookies if your stomach is full?" And I said, "You know, please, I just want to get my box and leave." And she said, "Oh, you know, I get it. It's because you don't want me to handle food because I'm a transgender. Is that it?"
And I said, no, absolutely no. It's just a thing where, you know, I have my cookie order and that's what I want. And I don't need any more. And she goes, you're lying. I don't even think you're autistic. And I said, well, when you're Dominic Taylor and you believe in the Bible, you do not believe that there's such a thing as a transgender. And that's when she took the box and opened up my 36 cookies. And she said, well, this is what I think of your Bible. And she used her massive bear-like hands to smash my butterscotch delights and my oatmeal sandwich. Can you believe that? She just smashed them right in front of me. And I paid for those cookies. And I just started to shake in terror because, you know, with these transgenders, you don't know if they'll commit even more acts of violence. I mean, these are specimens that you have to keep your eye on. And I said, why would you do that to a man of the Lord? And she said, you're not a man of the Lord. You're a bastard. And I couldn't believe I was being talked to this way by someone who should be in the circus. So I said to myself, you know, let's just try and get out of this situation as easily as possible. And I said, excuse me, can I just have my money back since you smashed my cookies? And she goes, no, you can't have your money back because bigots like you don't deserve to have any money. And at that point, I was just so flustered that I said, well, if that's the case, here's what's going to happen is that the Bible is going to show you that your way of life is wrong. So I took out my handy-dandy pocket Bible. I smacked the trans in the face with it. And then I threw a little cup that I always keep with me at my side on a holster of holy water. I threw it in her face, and she actually started dissolving. She started dissolving like the Wicked Witch in the Wizard of Oz. And that just shows you that these are things that something that can be defeated by the power of the Bible and the Lord. Now, you might say this is very controversial, saying that putting holy water on a transgender is going to make them dissolve. But I don't think that's a controversial remark. Because when you're Dominic Taylor and you're a man of the Lord, you know what's right. You know what's right. So all I want to say is that in the future, if you follow the path of the Lord, if you follow his light, if you follow his spirit, you will be saved. I was saved by the situation at the cookie store, at the cookie company. And I will be saved by not getting the coronavirus. For those of you who don't believe in the Bible, you know, good luck, because you're going to have coronavirus right up the keister. That's right. So this is Dominic Taylor signing off, and I will pray for you, all of you. It's a hopeless cause when I think about it, considering the listeners of this program, but, you know, life goes on, for me, not for you.